This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependable service, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. An Ashland man was charged in Barron County Circuit Court on January 6th with three felonies, possession of methamphetamine and two counts of possession of narcotic drugs, along with misdemeanor counts of possessing cocaine and drug paraphernalia. The charges stem from a December 31st routine patrol at the Turtle Lake Casino parking lot, where an officer checking a license plate due to the vehicle's past drug involvement had a canine alert to narcotics. A search uncovered drug paraphernalia, including a baggie in 51-year-old Jason Elsari's jacket, with 14.6 grams of a substance positive for heroin, fentanyl, and cocaine, plus another with meth. Sari faces up to 3.5 years in prison and a $10,000 fine for any felony conviction. His initial appearance is January 21st. Wednesday, January 28th, from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m., there's a blood drive at the Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. While supplies last, everyone who donates receive a free limited edition Versity t-shirt, and appointments are preferred. Just call 877-232-4376 or visit versiti.org/wi. A helpful tip is make sure to eat a healthy meal and drink plenty of water before donating. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, January 28th from 10 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. over at Marshfield Medical Center right here in Park Falls. Two of Wisconsin's biggest providers of gender-affirming care have stopped treatments for minors because of changes from the Trump administration. Here's Savannah Tomey-Olson with more.
Last month, the Federal Department of Health and Human Services announced plans to block Medicaid and Medicare reimbursement to hospitals that offer gender-affirming treatments to kids. Pretty much all hospitals participate in Medicaid and Medicare, and a big chunk of their income comes from those programs via reimbursement. Without that money, some hospitals could be at risk of closing. Now, UW Health and Children's Wisconsin have stopped providing hormone and puberty-blocking treatments. Staff from UW Health say, quote, "We recognize the uncertainty faced by our impacted patients and families seeking this gender-affirming care and will continue to support their health and well-being," end quote. And a spokesperson for Children's Wisconsin told WPR they can't offer this care anymore because of, quote, "escalating legal and federal regulatory risk," end quote. These treatments are very rarely used, but advocates say when they are used, they save lives. Analysis by Reuters and Komodo Health shows only about 0.01% of the insured population gets gender-affirming care during childhood. Data published by the National Institutes of Health shows 82% of trans people have considered suicide and 40% have attempted it, making them more vulnerable to ending their lives.
If you plan to be out and about ice fishing, remember to keep some ice safety and weight guidelines in mind. If the ice is 3 inches thick or less, stay off of it. If there's 4 inches of ice, it should be safe for ice fishing and walking. 5 to 6 inches of ice can support groups and equipment. 7 to 9 inches can support a snowmobile or an ATV. 8 to 12 inches can support a small car, while 12 to 15 inches should be able to support a pickup truck. Remember though, these are only guidelines. Always check the ice condition yourself. And keep in mind that these are only ratings for single vehicles. If you have a group, space them out to keep safe. And remember, the DNR does not monitor ice conditions. However, local bait shops are a good source of information for ice conditions. January 17th, from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., there's a chili cook-off for a PAC 551 fundraiser. There's a $5 door fee or $10 for all you can eat. Be sure to contact Miss K at 715-661-1727 with any questions. And once again, this is taking place January 17th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at American Legion Post 182 right here in Park Falls. The state legislature is now enforcing rules banning recording during committee meetings. Here's Savannah Tomey-Olson and Lisa Hale with more.
Wisconsin Eye shut down about a month ago now. That means the only way to watch proceedings in the legislature is to see a portion of it in the media or be there in person. WisPolitics reports witnessing a Republican leader telling a staff member for Democrat Melissa Ratcliffe that she couldn't record her boss. As the legislature started work in the new year last week, there were other committee meetings where lawmakers said no one could record and even signs on doors. Some Democrats are concerned, saying there's not enough transparency. A spokesperson for Speaker Robin Voss said they're just reaffirming the long-established rules of the Assembly. Democrats have introduced a bill that would create a publicly funded alternative to WSI, basically making that transparency a function of government. But it would need Republican support to pass. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Meanwhile, the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network has launched a GoFundMe campaign. It hopes to raise $250,000 needed to resume coverage of the Wisconsin state government after suspending operations last month due to financial hardships. The nonprofit organization stopped broadcasting on December 15th when it could not sustain its nearly $800,000 operating budget through donations. The network has provided live, unedited coverage of the Wisconsin legislature, executive branch, and the state Supreme Court since 2007. Its large digital archive of state capital programming could be lost if the organization cannot secure funding.
I'm Austin Bermain. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
The Badgers win at the buzzer. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's basketball, Wisconsin over Minnesota, 78-75 in Minneapolis. The Badgers' John Blackwell with a three-point shot at the buzzer for the win.
I just went to my go-to move, Hezzy three. And honestly, it looked good when it came off the hands. And I held it up and then, you know, give Glad all the glory for letting me go in.
Up next, the Badgers host Rutgers Saturday at 1 o'clock. Marquette losing on the road to St. John's, 92-68. The Bucks blown out at home, 139-106 by the Timberwolves.
You know, no excuses. We just didn't have it. We were flat. I thought our guys tried at the beginning of the third quarter to fight back a little bit. But when you dig yourself that big of a hole, every basket, every turnover, anything hurts. So I actually probably should have pulled the plug earlier because I just thought we were flat. I didn't think we had anything tonight.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Scattered morning flurries, otherwise breezy with a mix of sun and clouds today and highs only in the mid-teens. Mostly cloudy for tonight, a low close to zero. Snow ahead for Thursday and Friday. The wind will pick up and colder temperatures will move into the area.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98QCountry.com or trailmix.fm.